Last time on Brothel D&D.
He's too busy getting slurped off by old Troy over there.
Cloud Giants, I ain't fucking with.
There wasn't a reasonable course of
action.
He
can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's the DM.
How intelligent are giants?
No, they're...
He's flying a fucking castle.
Engage. The Rancor's Brothel.
Can we block it? Is that something that is a feasible concept?
Giant
a giant.
I don't have anything to...
All right, well, let's get the hell out of this little cove before something eats us.
Okay, so where do you want to go next?
Well, there's these three doors and then the tower that way. That's the
three
arcane
doors,
tower.
There's a thing here, tower, here, here, here.
Okay, so send Olivia back out again to check the area, if you could, please.
Okay.
Anything?
There are ogres over here.
So nothing on the side that we're on?
Nope, not so far.
Okay. Well, you want to check the three side doors, or do you want to go straight to the main arcane area, where the ogres can probably see us better?
I don't know. I wouldn't come out here.
That could just be, like, barracks for the ogres. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We could go to this one.
Okay, remember there's a giant over there, and there are ogres on that
Giants
side.
Are in here.
Yeah, but there are ogres on that side as well. But again,
is that right?
But think about it. Think about it. Yeah. If that's there, it's probably the same thing. It's on the opposite side.
No, I mean this. This is another tower.
Oh, that's a
right?
building.
It's a small outer building. Okay. It's definitely significantly so. The towers are here, here, here. So the two in the middle, the one in the back where the giant was, and then what you guys are sort of considering the steering tower.
I'm calling it the arcane tower.
You've got two small outbuildings. One that clearly has ogres around it. This one you're not sure. And then there are three sort of like mini towers off to the side.
Do you want me to go scout around invisible?
If you want. Okay. Just don't get caught.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, not that it necessarily helps, but again, here's the side view.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So this one here you can't see from this side because we're looking at it this way.
Okay. So this is the giant tower?
Yes.
Yeah. There's another little one on the other side?
Yes, that you can't see because of the perspective.
This is the one we were in?
Yes.
This is the steering?
That's what you're assuming, yes. And then
where's this tower?
That's this tower right here.
And what's this one?
Oh.
Sorry.
That's all right. Then what's what one? That's this little spot right here.
Oh, okay.
But it's not actually a tower?
It is, but it's weird. The way it's shown on the map is strange.
Okay.
It looks like a tower, but it also looks disused like this tower.
Oh.
Okay.
Ouch.
Where do you want to go? You a scout?
I can.
And all we're going to do is hide out in this cove and hope to God Dragon doesn't kill us.
I mean, you guys could go back up to the tower. I mean...
Backtracking.
Excuse me, I missed one important thing.
Oh, boy.
But it's not been a problem yet. Olivia does notice in this tower on the front, there are ogres atop it.
Which tower? On front, that one?
This one.
Oh, the one we can't really see.
Good to know.
So there are guards.
And they apparently have ballista.
Nice.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a giant crossbow.
Yeah, it's a... artillery weapon crossbow.
So that's what we would use to kill a giant.
You could.
It was really probably just, it's probably his regular crossbow for hunting, and they just put it on wheels.
It's possible. That would be the best thing to use to kill a giant.
I prefer fire, but...
If we could heft.
What do you think, Troy?
I want to do something. This is...
Okay, where do we want to go?
Somewhere.
It's a strategy game.
You can't say somewhere, then. You can't... If you're bored with it, pick a direction and tell us to go there.
Yeah. This way.
Go to the three...
Yes.
The three doors? Okay.
Troy wants to go to the three small doors.
If we can get to it without the fucking ogres seeing us.
Yeah, that's not good. That's going to be a problem.
Here?
Yeah.
Not really. They're over here.
No,
they're up on this tower.
They can see us. Did you miss that part a second ago?
I missed that part.
Yeah.
How about Lydia fly up there?
There's how many up there?
She sees two.
Okay. Are they facing our direction? She can't tell us that?
I mean, they're looking about. They don't exactly appear to be being very good guards at the moment.
Yeah, on over here, we're more hidden by the mountain, right?
Yes.
So we can go to this one or this one.
Correct.
So the giant.
Or this cave over here.
Right.
Yes.
All right, well, let's go around there then. Let's check out that other cave and the other slightly derelict building.
Okay. You go over to the cave, and looking in the cave, you see it begins to wind its way down. You also feel a bit of updraft air.
Mm-hmm. So same situation.
It's not a straight shaft down, and this is much more narrow.
Okay.
So it's more of a path, but it is another path by which you could walk down into the cave.
Oh, this isn't a chute that you slide down?
No, it's not a chute.
Okay.
It looks like it kind of meanders its way down and snakes its way down into the depths.
Hmm.
Which it could just lead to that other dragon. Or whatever is inside where with the horde. I'm assuming it's probably a dragon.
It's a good guess.
You send Olivia through there again?
I'd rather hold on to her right now.
Well, good insight. Without one of us dying.
The other side that you were looking at appears to be a small outcropping building. I'm going to say it's about 30 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
30, 35, 40 feet high. And it appears to be giant-sized.
The one that's directly across the street?
Yes.
Which is connected, you're right next to the giant tower.
It's right next to the giant tower, but it's not the giant tower.
Right. But there's another giant building.
Correct.
What about this? I mean, we're here. What do we see?
On this side, you don't see much. This appears to be a small, another small outcropping building. The most you've seen is that you've seen ogres go in and out of it on the opposite side.
What do you want to do? Cave, tower, tower.
It's all death to me, so wherever you want to go, I'm following you.
Troy?
The cave just leads to a dragon, so...
Possibly.
It does. What else? It's going down.
It's underneath that other dilapidated tower, correct? Where what you said was a tower that was seemed like it was...
That tower doesn't really have a path going to it. Okay. It doesn't appear to
That's what
I
was trying to figure out. That's what I was trying to figure out.
No, it corkscrews in a way that doesn't appear to lead to that tower.
Okay.
Or do you want to try to go talk to your giant friend?
Matt?
Not caring.
Because you're playing Yahtzee?
No. I mean, I'm sorry, an hour ago I said to go to the steerage.
Well, yeah, but we can't get over there right now.
So then I said to go to the first of the three doors, which we can't get to.
No, we can't, because the ogres up here on the tower can see us.
But not if we distract them with Olivia.
Or distract them some other way.
Yeah.
But we're already over on this side now, so whatever.
All right, we're right there in that little path tower thingy, whatever, underneath that tower that is not a tower that we can get to. There's a giant building across the street. Let's just go to the giant building.
Okay.
I love how you keep calling it a street.
You walk across
Cobblestone Street.
You walk across the courtyard and you see it as a giant door. It is a giant sized door, it's a giant sized building.
You guys can tell me
it's
no.
It's a giant sized anal.
It is.
You're a giant sized anal.
Fisher.
You guys push on the door. Takes probably one of you could probably do it. Troy could probably do it. Matt might be able to. You're able to push open the door.
Might be able. My strength is higher than his. Ooh.
Just open.
Should see what it's like to break this door. The DC is obnoxious. So you push open the door and you see. You feel like children. You actually feel like toys because what you see is a giant bedroom. You see a giant bed, giant table, giant chair, etc., etc. You see
a giant in there?
Nope.
Well, we saw him go in. We never saw him come out.
We saw him go in the tower.
He went in the tower.
This is the side building.
Okay. Sorry.
So, yeah. It's a small, really for a giant, it would seem kind of like a small one bedroom. But, I mean, it's like 60 by 60, 70 by 70.
How big are giants in general?
They're huge, so they're... No. Giants in this game are probably 65. Like 25 feet tall.
Okay.
I mean, they're still huge. In game terms, they take up, I think it's a 15 square?
Yes.
So, I mean, a giant compared to you in this game
is 9 cubes.
Yeah, is that big.
Okay.
So, that difference. And it would be about yay high. So, I mean, there's still, I mean, you still look like a child's toy compared to them. So, I mean, the bed's probably easily, you know, 9 feet off the ground.
Well, we can stay in here or we can go somewhere else.
Do you see anything else search anymore? It?
You can search it.
Yeah, what's in here?
Give me investigation rolls.
12, 10, 15.
Okay.
Are you investigating?
Did he roll high enough?
Oh. You can investigate too.
Matt, make me a
participate.
Dex roll. And you're at disadvantage, I believe, because of your armor.
6.
So, you guys are going along and searching, and you're kind of, you know, like, pulling open drawers, and you're just finding bedding, and, you know, kind of like what you would expect in a kind of guest bedroom. You start heading over here to this exterior wall, and you just happen to put your hand on the wall, and the whole freaking wall disappears. And you suddenly you guys get a huge rush in of wind, and, you know, Matt, it actually knocks you to your feet as you see that it opens up to like a, think of it as like a magical sliding glass door in a hotel. Like, you touch it and this wall just vanishes, and there's a small platform on the outside.
Is there a steering wheel on it?
No. No. I take an insight roll.
15.
12.
20.
It would occur to you that this is likely would be like a landing platform, so that things that could fly, like, say, cloud giants.
Cloud giants can just fly in general?
They're cloud giants.
Maybe. Or other things that could
giant
fly.
Room, giant balcony.
That.
But see, that you just notice that there's
they're
this.
They're called cloud giants.
Well, maybe maybe they all live in floating castles and they just like it.
Is there anything else out here other than the platform?
No.
Okay.
And the wind is whipping because you're on the side of the castle and it kind of sucks.
So there's clearly nothing else inside the room that was useful.
I mean, giant bedding, giant pillows.
Right, that's what I was asking.
I mean, it depends on whether or not you find that stuff useful.
So that's something interesting.
Yeah.
Not really
does
useful.
Does it pop back once we step back?
You realize as you're standing there looking at it, after a short while, it pops back into place on its own.
Okay. Well, let's leave this little room. There's nothing else in here for us.
Okay.
Unless you guys have some other insight. Troy, where do you want to go?
No.
It's on you, buddy.
No, it's yeah. Not.
Because we keep choosing places, and you're just sitting there, and I feel bad.
They're 18 feet tall.
They have the spell fly. Most things have the spell fly.
Well, I just was picturing some kind of Superman-esque.
Some 20-foot tall Superman?
Yeah.
It's like
18 foot, I just said. Okay.
This one's a little big.
It's 20 foot tall.
He's tall for his
giant
race.
Among giants.
He's the Kareem Abdul giant bar.
Dwarf among midgets.
The Claudine Abdul giant bar. Yeah, something to that effect.
So that platform there, it stretches around to the other tower.
No,
it's just a little balcony.
That's the platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the outside. It
didn't actually go anywhere. Okay.
Cool. Is there perhaps a large club sandwich sitting anywhere that I could pull the little sword out of and scream Excalibur?
No.
Okay. Then I think we should go to that giant.
You want to go to the giant?
I'm getting tired and reckless.
Give me a percentile. Giant castle it is. I rolled low. That's my choice now.
Why can't we go up that fucking tower and kill those guys?
Well, there's a bunch of ogres around here on the ground as well.
Why don't we circle back around? Go the other way. I mean, the tower was right next to our tower. We could go back up to the top of our tower and jump down onto theirs.
I'm not sure that's a feasible jump, but...
Toss a grappling hook, tie it off, slide down.
Zip line it?
Kick the ogres in the face.
Zip line it over?
Yeah.
Still pretty,
I mean, maybe.
I'm just trying to spitball in here.
No.
I see where you're going.
I mean, if you're extrapolating that distance there from that distance there, I'm assuming it's at least, what, 60 feet maybe?
We gotta get rid of the ogres on the tower. That's gonna free up a lot of the area we can explore. So what's the best way to get rid of the ogres on the tower?
Light the bottom of it on fire.
Smoke them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way.
Knock it over,
which is fucking impossible, I think, at this juncture.
I don't know. It's ice and fire and fire and ice. Can you knock a tower over with that?
No.
Is that a thing?
I can weaken it, maybe.
If we start combat up there, is it going to draw everybody else?
No, yes, it does.
I don't know. We're up pretty high. We're already up high, so it's going to be windy and noisy anyway. And then we're another 70 feet above the ground. They wouldn't be able to see.
Unless one of their bodies falls down on the ground, yeah.
I know what Jeff's thinking.
What?
Huh?
I think I know what you're thinking.
What are you thinking?
He's calculating range.
How tall is the tower?
I don't remember. I want to say I think it's like 70 feet tall.
Okay, I got an idea. Maybe. How wide is the tower?
I'd say based on that, maybe 20 feet wide.
I could, at the bottom of the tower, I could cast Call Lightning, cause a storm cloud to start to brew above the tower and just start striking the tower with lightning for 3d10 damage.
Or just create a distraction so we can go into the doors. I'm all about my voice for the combat. I guess the decision to make.
Okay, what distraction?
Yeah, how do we do the distraction?
An owl isn't going to distract how many ogres?
I believe it's three.
On top of the tower? There's two on top of the tower.
Two. There's lots of ogres on tops of lots of towers.
How fast is the castle moving?
Not real fast.
Not real fast, okay.
I mean...
Fast enough that Oblivia could fly and keep up with us?
Yeah, no, the wind is more whipping from pressure change. Okay. I mean, you're
just
moving
checking.
Maybe 4 or 5 miles an hour.
Okay.
I mean, this is more like large boat at sea than it is, you know, jet plane.
It's magic. I didn't know.
What's this over here in this corner? Anything?
I don't think so. Let's check the map again.
It's just a weird notch there.
I believe it's just a weird notch.
Okay.
It is, in fact... Where does that go? It shows it as stairs. So maybe you can walk along the wall.
Huh. Okay.
It doesn't illustrate that as a walking space, but maybe that's what that is. You can walk
on
top of the wall.
In between there, on top of those towers, do you think that where it goes?
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but where that
as if that would be a pathway?
It doesn't make any sense. That's the only thing that I can think is what they drew in, but I don't remember seeing anything that illustrates that.
How far? I'm sorry. What was the radius of the diameter of that tower?
Like 20 feet.
We're trying not to start combat. Like,
no, I got an idea.
What's your idea?
Well, distraction? What's Ogre's vision like? I would know that, right? That's common knowledge, are they?
I don't know.
Why don't I cast Fog Cloud on the top of the tower? Obscure their vision completely.
That would help, yeah.
20-foot radius. It's 120-foot range. The tower is 60 feet up. I can do it from the base. I can do it from 60 feet out from the base. Or a Pythagorean. I don't know how that works, but...
You could do it from a range.
Yeah. Cast Fog Cloud, we bolt for them first of the doors. It's concentration up to an hour. It would negate the use of the ballista. Thoughts?
Sure.
It's only a first level spell slot. Not losing much.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're still in the bedroom.
No. Oh, yeah. I think you guys are over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where are the ogres at outside?
The ogres all appear to be over here.
Okay.
And up inside the tower.
Yeah. They seem to be hanging out in this general vicinity.
Okay. Show me the pinpoint of where I gotta be to cast this spell, O wise DM.
What's your range?
120.
You're gonna have to get pretty close. I mean, you could cast it. I would say you have to get somewhere in here.
Could I get back? I could just get back into our tower and cast it. Not all the way at the top, but probably from the base of it, I could cast it, yeah?
If you walk around the side of it, yeah.
Without being seen?
No.
Is that gonna be the hard part?
Probably.
How long does it last again?
Hour. Okay. With concentration, so if I cast the spell, it's gone. But.
We are here. Mm-hmm. Ogres are here. We can circle around, come back up, do our best to get over here, and then I can bazap. We hurry our asses down and get over there. Because the other ogres are going to try to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Whether or not they're paying attention to the height of that guard tower, yeah.
Well, I mean, the ogre guards at the top are going to scream.
Probably.
And the ogres at the bottom are going to try to figure out what the fuck, and they're probably going to try to go up there and help.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the game plan. Okay. We are leaving giant bedroom and weaving our way back up to our tower.
Okay.
Cause your distraction.
Are we up there?
Yeah.
No, running into anything?
No. Like I said, now that you're up here, you can kind of see that there's some... In this large area, ogres are like throwing javelins and sort of just milling about.
All right, I cast Fog Cloud, centering the radius of my Fog Cloud, the very center point of the round tower.
Okay. You hear some loud clamor, and you start to hear some yelling.
Okay, run.
Now, next so you guys are going to slide down the side of the mountain over here, or are you walking back down the path?
I would hastily try to be getting...
Slide.
Yeah.
I'm going to slide.
So you guys slide down here. You already hear some... and you kind of hear like a clank, 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 clank.
You want to go through the small doors, or you want to try to go to the arcane door?
Start small, because the ogre's on the ground and still see us at the other door.
Yeah, I don't... It'll take me a little bit to get that open.
Okay. So let's go to the first small door.
That's okay. A cover of night thing, and they think the vampire's out.
Took us a long time to get that way. Sorry.
No, I need to apologize. It's my fault for not thinking I had fog cloud.
You guys push open this first door, and you see a very similar scenario to what you saw over here, in which it's kind of a large-ish bedroom that appears to be unoccupied.
Are these giant rooms as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought they were normal-sized. I'm sorry.
No.
Are we able to move on to the next one without being seen?
For now. Can proceed? I mean, you sort of look over to the side here, and you can tell there's a general ruckus. As, what's going on?
But everybody's looking up here.
For the moment, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, go to the next door.
Okay, you push open that door.
Okay.
You find another giant bedroom.
Okay.
That appears to be unoccupied.
We're not checking these rooms for anything, so hopefully there's nothing important in them.
Like you said, there's just pretty much a bed, a chair.
Truth.
You said this was something else, right?
Yeah. That appears to have a normal-sized door.
Okay.
You want to... Well, let's check the third door.
Yeah, you check the third door. I'll run up to that.
Okay, give me a perception roll. Jeff?
21.
Nice.
You hear kobolds in there. You guys open the door, and you see a third set of bedrooms.
Okay.
You hear kobolds in there, a decent number of them.
How long does it take you to unlock that arcane door?
It's only an action to cast the spell, but it's whether I can get the spell to work.
Oh. Well, if you can't, then
we're never me versus that door. It's me versus the original caster.
Yeah. If you can't get it open, we're never going to get through that door, so.
Yeah, you know.
Then our last resort is to try to talk to the giant.
Pause. Or you can fight some kobolds.
Or you can fight a bunch of kobolds.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Which are easy to kill, but how many is the question?
And are we going to bring a bunch of ogres down on our heads?
Nah, right. They're a little busy.
Yeah. Close the door. So can't see
Jeff,
us.
You're definitely at a good angle now. You can see that they're sort of confusedly looking about, and now several of them are starting to sweep out a little bit. Like, what? Where did that come from? What are we going to do? So they're starting to patrol a little bit.
Patrolling us. Okay. So our best bet is to fight kobolds at this point.
Wait.
I guess. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
I'll let them know what I see. Where you guys want to go?
Well, I don't want to fight a giant, so... I'd rather fight, 20 kobolds than one giant.
How thick are the walls in this castle?
About a foot thick.
Well, if you can't open the door, I can use stone shape and make a hole.
It's not made of stone.
No, the door is made out of wood. What's the door frame made out of?
Ice.
It's a nice castle.
It's a nice castle.
The whole thing's fucking ice?
Yeah.
So stupid. Where the fuck did I get stone shape?
Because they didn't have ice shape. I don't know.
Did we melt the ice?
How long does it take to melt a...
Everybody pee in the same spot. Let's go. It's a foot thick.
You have dragon's breath, probably.
Let's get some salt on the shit.
I would also like to point out that this is not... This is a magical castle, so it's not... Your standard ice.
Right.
Magic.
So.
Let me do this again. For D&D again. Magic.
So again, our two options are run back to a giant or fight kobolds.
I mean, there's stairs. There's a
There's a pair of stairs down. That we don't know that goes to. Where's the hatch at?
I mean, you can go back down there. Oh, yeah. Where we came. All the way down.
Where we came in.
You came up these stairs here.
Yeah, we did come up those stairs, which we could go back down to level one.
Okay. You guys want to go?
You also, Mr. Illusion-Illusion-y, could do some Illusion-Illusion-y things, too.
I have to be right up close.
Well, it's fair.
I've got a 30-foot range, because I can only
take
so...
Illusion-Illusion-y stuff?
I took it. I just can't prepare everything. I didn't take third-level ones. The second level is a one-creature illusion. First level, I don't have any memorized. I have the cantrip.
Fair enough.
I was seeing if control water would work on ice. It won't.
It's alright.
And then I was seeing if shatter would work on ice, but the ice is magical, so it won't.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So what would you like to do?
Kill kobolds. I mean, what the f*** else we gonna do?
The other option is go back down to level one. Because we didn't explore that whole area.
It was also steeped in misty fog.
Yeah.
At that point, yeah, but up in the air, it might not be.
Mm. What do you mean?
Or just in the sunlight, too, it might not be.
Yeah, it might not be anymore. So it wasn't like that during the day. When it got dark, it happened, and now we're also up in the air.
I got a sense that it was an unnatural fog.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't think we're going to accomplish much fighting kobolds.
Nope.
Let's go back and talk to the giant, though.
I don't think...
Well, the fog cloud's still holding. I mean, how are we going to get down to level one?
Back to the way we came up.
Yeah, but Olivia, fly down there first and see if it's foggy. Otherwise, what's the point?
I don't know, I'm not in charge of that.
I mean, you're standing that right now.
No.
Here-ish? Oh, here-ish, I guess.
It does occur to you that likely there's vanishing walls on this one, too.
Oh. All right, I go into the third bedroom again.
Okay.
I'm going to fill the walls.
So you open it up, and this actually gives you vision of the courtyard, mm-hmm. because you're right over the top of the courtyard.
Yeah.
And you see, sort of in front of you, right, because you've got this view now, because you're basically looking out of that room right there, right? So you can see from that angle basically the entire courtyard.
Is it cloud covered in fog?
No. Directly underneath you, because you're on sort of this soaring arch that goes up like 100 feet. And you see that there are a number of small buildings below you. One sort of building that's like tucked underneath you, so you can't quite tell, but it seems to be a massive, giant building that is this structure. The building that you know is the kitchen is over here, right? You see this building that you guys sort of thought might have been a barracks right here. You obviously see these two with ogres on the top with ballistas. There's another building off on this side that is low with a big door. And then you can see in the courtyard, kobolds, cultists, others sort of just milling about. Going from underneath where you are, to the barracks, to the kitchen, to this other large building.
Pretty busy.
Not pretty busy, but it's definitely, it's morning. People are awake and moving about.
So the courtyard is no longer foggy. We weren't able to see. We went back into one of the bedrooms and opened up the platform.
And there's a lot of people now.
Not a lot.
No. More than there were.
Half a dozen.
Yeah, because it's daytime. People are up and doing things.
Yep.
You can hear noises of animals and other things.
Okay.
So we either go downstairs and fight kobolds, or we go where we're at and fight kobolds, I guess. I don't know.
At this juncture, I'm now in support of going to the giant. Because
we can try that.
We've got one giant that we know of in this castle, and we've got four giant bedrooms, so where's his family?
Yeah.
He's being coerced into servitude.
Or he's driving, the other three are driving this flying castle.
Possible. But we can't get into that door.
And his little area is secluded, so he's probably the one in charge.
The HGIC?
BFG.
I don't know how friendly he is yet.
No, sorry, the F was for fucking. Big fucking giant.
Isn't that redundant?
Yeah. Forgot we had that conversation like 10 minutes ago.
Let's go talk to the giant.
Okay.
We're going to go talk to the giant.
Okay. So you guys come back around. You see, there's actually, I think, two giant ass doors. One on either side. Do you have a preference of which door you'd like to open?
No.
I am readying an action of sanctuary on myself.
Fair enough.
I'm going to be the one that talks, I think.
It's fairly prudent. So, you guys open the door, I guess?
Sure you want to do this? I'm having second thoughts now.
I'm opening the first door.
Okay. You push open the door as best you can with your little, gnomey powers. As you push the door open, you hear a little cling, cling. That's it. It's two little clings.
Like a doorbell?
You notice as you open this up that there's clearly two floors. You do see a staircase leading upwards to a landing with a door. The room itself contains sturdy wood-carved furnishings of giant proportions, including a table surrounded by four chairs. The walls are sculpted with ice murals depicting an army of hill, frost, firestone, and cloud giants. You also notice four ogres on the lower level. They all wear fancy plumed helmets. And as you walk in, you see all four ogres. Ugh! Ugh! One of them says, What you want, little people?
Here to see your master.
Ugh. Says who?
Tanis.
Ugh. He sort of looks a little indecisive.
The White Witch.
Looks utterly clueless as ogres are wont to do.
Show us the way, please.
And just sort of points towards the door.
Towards the door we just came in?
No, up the stairs to the second floor.
Heading on up.
Okay. You open the door.
Slightly friendly ogres is maybe a good sign, who knows.
They didn't throw anything at us.
They didn't try to kill us, I guess.
Yeah.
To start.
You open on the second floor.
Should we knock first?
Those were ogres on the floor?
Yes.
Those were ogres.
Did you want to knock?
Should we be nice and knock? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to spar a gem.
You guys go to...
Wait, is there a secret knock that Chad Keegan shows?
No.
There were signs and things, so I was making sure.
You guys go... You guys kind of do the tap, tap, tap. And as soon as you do the first tap, who's knocking?
I'll knock.
Okay, you're moving for the second tap, and you just hear this loud booming voice say, "Enter!"
And we enter.
All right.
I pee a little bit.
I just did.
You're going to rest your armor.
The walls of this room are sculpted with icy murals depicting cloud giants riding giant birds. An enormous bed with a headboard of ice sculpted to resemble clouds dominates the room. Barefoots are heaped upon the bed, and two large wooden chairs rest at the bed's foot. A blue-skinned giant sits on the floor with his legs crossed, while two ogres comb his snowy white hair. The giant's hulking morning star leans against the bed within arm's reach. And when you walk in, he stands up.
How dare you invade my home? What brings you here?
We come in peace. We just wish to speak with you.
What? Out with it. What do you want?
I don't know. I just peed a little again.
Something taller than my house speaks to you.
Yeah.
That's speaking at us.
At us, yeah. No need to yell.
The picture, by the way, if people Google it, is kind of terrifying looking.
Fair enough. The show shows later.
Speak, little ones.
We're hoping to help you with what I'm assuming is a problem for you.
You dare to tell me about the problems of giants?
Look,
dragons.
What do you know of
dragons? Dragons are varmints. Like, I worry about dragons.
What about the cult that's trying to bring them back?
Giants care not for the affairs of little people.
And they're using your castle.
Only because I allow them to.
I know, but...
What did they tell you they're doing with the use of your castle?
They think they have the power to bring the dragons back. What pompous fools.
Well, they're pretty determined.
We found evidence that we think that they can. We're here to stop it.
You see him reach out and grab the grip of the Morningstar, twist it in his hands a little bit. He's like, I hope they do.
What is that?
Giants love a good fight. He sort of looms over you so much that his shadow casts all over the four of you. Do you have fight in you, little ones?
Yeah. Against the Dragon Queen, yes, sir.
Yes.
Against the Dragon Queen, you say? And what of you, little one? And he puts a finger, you know, that is the size of your body and kind of points right at your chest plate.
He's 20-something feet tall. 18. Fingers might be the size of his entire body.
I'm role-playing. Fingers the size of a surfboard. Either way, they're big hands.
3D glasses make things look bigger.
I'm just saying, I can't imagine something that's 20 feet tall. It's huge. Yeah, okay, so his hands are only as big as the table as opposed to as big as, you know. Still, the man could pick up a car and throw it relatively easily.
True.
It's terrifying. What say you? Shall the dragons defeat the giants?
Probably not. You guys are big.
That we are.
The giant says we still have a grand army.
So why bear their symbol? If you do not believe in this cult, why are you here with them?
Not really with them.
Should probably explain how you got your breastplate.
You should probably to defeat them like a cancer from within.
We've been tasked to infiltrate and find a way to bring this cult down.
You see him, he goes over and he sits down in one of the massive chairs. Floor kind of just quivers a little bit as he walks over there. It's like, I don't understand you little people. If you have a problem, you hit it. He smashes one hand into the other. I do not understand this need to plot and plan. You just destroy a thing if it bothers you.
Well, don't worry, I'm planning on it.
As you're able to swat dragons with ease... They do the same to us, so it's not exactly an easy feat for, you know.
There is a dragonborn that we would like to swat. Could you help us find her?
The affairs of little people are beneath me. Until you start bringing dragons out, I care little for the affairs of you and your kind.
What about the one downstairs?
A baby. I would have its offspring for breakfast as I strangled it in front of them.
I like this giant. I like
it. We do have a dragon egg somewhere.
We don't know where that's at.
You want an omelet?
No, what happened to hashtag...
If you think that...
Yes, hashtag giant.
If you think that pompous lizard down there is a dragon, you've not seen true dragons. Let Blagothis know when you want a real fight, and he will show you.
What did he say?
Blagothis.
What name did he say?
Blagothis.
Blagothis.
Gus.
It's like, Blagothkus will show you a real fight.
Well, help us fight to take down this cult. The dragons, which again, harder for us to do on our own with the aid of the giants.
You're talking. Go.
With the aid of the giants, we could probably,
Why should I care about the little fairs of little men?
Worst case scenario, what if they do bring back giants? Or bring back dragons.
The five-headed Tiamat.
I'm hoping they do. Why else would I help them?
I like this guy a lot.
What about the ones that Resmir's going to bring against you to take a castle?
She will pry my home away from me, from my cold, dead fingers.
Yeah, I don't think she'd have a problem with that. not that she could, but I don't think she'd have a problem.
You notice she is not brave enough to enter my tower.
That's true.
Is she here?
She's on the first floor.
Yeah?
Would it trouble you as master of the castle if we dispatched with Resmir?
Again, what is it that you have? I've heard this term before. It's very tiny. It is the mite or the ant. Your actions to the giants are akin to the actions of mites unto you.
Excellent.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't want to take something from your larder without your permission, sir.
But have you never heard of an infestation?
You bring a good point.
Little problems become big problems eventually.
I'm not saying you can't defeat this dragon cult or the Tiamat on your own. But again, worst case scenario.
We're just here to help.
The enemy of my enemy, you know, that whole thing.
Again, you do not just simply smash things. I do not understand.
We're in your house. I'm not going to start smashing stuff without your permission.
You don't come to a man's house and reach into his fridge.
That's why I did the larder thing.
I appreciate the sign of respect that you little ones have shown.
Thank you, Blagothkus.
Do you know of anything that can...
he's thinking. Let him think.
Help us?
Magical objects that we can take our own way.
Interesting. So, I must ask you, little ones, when you are done with your scheming and your plotting and your plans, will you not fight for what you believe in? Will you not fight for your right to existence? Or do you just simply plot yourselves to death?
We've done plenty of fighting up to this point. We plan to continue to fight to make sure this cult comes to an end.
Interesting. Very interesting. Most of you little ones do not care about such big events. It's always with the squabbling and the cities and the crying and the cows and the what?
You're
ridiculous.
You almost went into a Bill Cosby rant there.
Sorry. Is anybody else here with Resmir?
There is that piddling lizard that rests in the bowels of the castle. What are those things? The wizards that live off the islands to the west.
The Thayans?
Ah, yes. There's one down there as well.
Didn't we kill him? This is out of game. I'm sorry. Didn't we kill him?
We killed a Thayan wizard. He said wizards.
Continue.
I don't know.
He didn't miss away, that wizard?
No, we killed that motherfucker.
We killed him three times. I feel like he got away, but... We got Joss. Or we got Borongray.
No, we killed him three times.
Yeah, we got Joss.
You killed him. You brought him back to life. He fought. You killed him.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's like, there are many down there. I care not. The castle goes where I will it.
Where's the castle heading, if I may ask?
I thought you knew their plans.
We were sent to infiltrate to figure out where they're taking the treasure.
So the plans of the little ones do not go well, I see.
Actually, they're going pretty well. We've gotten this far.
Yes, well enough to hop on a castle that flies through the sky that you have no idea where it goes.
Yeah.
East. I admire your gumption, though. You seem quite foolish.
I get that a lot.
I think...
It's a known thing.
I think, little ones, that I can let you know that they wish me to take this golden larder to the Well of Dragons, where they plan to resurrect their five-headed bitch of a god.
Makes sense.
Do you have a way of quickly evacuating this gold from your castle?
Not really. They decided to store it deep within the mountain. It's not exactly a place that I go, ever.
We saw it.
There's like a trap door that you can open and just all spill out into
the Bombay door or something.
No, actually, I plan to take it for myself.
Cool.
It's a good call.
And wouldn't it be easier to do that before they birth this five-headed dragon?
You little ones, you act so clever with your plotting and your planning, but you do not see what is occurring before you. I said they intend for me to take them to the Well of Dragons. I did not say that is where we are going.
Oh.
Nice.
I see.
So where are we actually going?
Well,
we're going to the home of the Sky Giants.
We've moved, I've moved some of this gold for them before. And I, at some point, wouldn't mind returning to the spine of the world.
It's a mountain range.
Oh, right, right, right.
It's like the most northern mountain range in Faerun. It's like their Antarctica.
Okay.
Or their North Pole. Like, it is, mm-hmm. in it, the spine of the world is sort of a mountain range that runs basically east-west and separates Icewind Dale from the rest of Faerun. But, again, you know, what are their names? Wildorf and Wunda? Forget their names.
Sorry!
Wiggolf and Hulda, they both question whether or not we should be serving them. I haven't made my mind up yet.
Who are they?
Fellow giants.
Oh, of course.
You're serving them?
No. They live on my ice castle.
Your words, not mine.
Said they are wondering whether or not we should be afraid of this petty little cult of the dragon. I, for one, am half tempted to give them their gold and let them summon their five-headed god. I will tear her apart head by head and send her back to an eternal death.
I'm all for it, but I don't really want to see it resurrected at all. If we can,
I'd rather not roll those dice. We break the fourth wall.
But when push comes to shove, little ones, will you fight?
Of course.
We've done plenty of shoving.
So would you fight to keep the horde below from the dragons?
Are you asking us to join you?
I merely ask a question. You're the ones who plot and plan.
Well, that's kind of why we came.
Yeah.
You see, I have been gathering other giants.
Do you know anything of the White Witch Tanis? Is there any?
Is she giant or dragon?
No, but she really...
Then she is unimportant.
...plans to take your castle.
So does Resmir. She will plot that all the way until I throw her from 600 feet. We will see how
can
well...
Can we get
her for a row? I'd pay to see that, man. I really would.
Can I be your apostle, sir?
We serve you now.
No, I have gathered the
Commander God. Huh?
I have gathered the giants.
What's the sea god gonna do for me when I'm 600 feet in the air?
We will see whether or not this is of concern to the giants or not. My question for you gentlemen is, are you truly willing to fight for that gold?
No, we're
not willing to fight you if that's what you're asking.
That is a wise choice.
The gold's not important to us as much as the downfall of the cult.
And I assume, as you have said, you came on to fight said cult.
Yeah.
As we've done many times before.
So will you fight said cult?
Yes.
Yes.
Picks up his mace and smashes us. I'm just kidding.
What would Escalata do? You see him, he gets very contemplative and thinks for a few moments. He's like, I will make you for a deal. I will, as I've said, I have wondered whether or not this dragon cult is worth giving more gold to, worth transporting. As I said, it would be great sport. There aren't many dragons left around to smash because we giants have killed them all. But, what I believe that if you are willing, I will turn this ship from the Well of Dragons. I will take it north to the spine of the world, and we will meet with the other giants and decide what to do. However, upon turning this, they will not be happy.
They who?
The cultists.
Oh, we plan to handle them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well,
this could be interesting. I will turn the ship.
What sort of aid can you give us in the fight with them while we're on this?
This is the affairs of little people. I don't need to give you anything. Can you come to fight the cult? You come to fight the
cult.
Will
the ogres be on our side?
Or at least stay out of our way?
The ogres serve me. They will do as I say.
Okay.
Would you be willing to offer them?
I dropped the fog cloud spell.
Would you be willing to offer them to aid us in our battle? Because this could be pretty messy.
We were just all bravado and confidence a minute ago, and now you're like, we need help.
We might need help.
No, the game's not going to be designed that way. We can't have NPCs fighting our battles. It's just not going to work.
They're called meat shields. Okay, continue.
It's like, you gentlemen, you little people, as you say, an infestation. I think you named it correctly. You helped me with the infestation. I will see what the giants can help to do about the dragons.
Cool.
I'm done for that.
I must control the ship, though. So if I control Skyreach, the dragons will come. They will come, and they will attempt to stop me. I believe it is you who must prevent that.
The dragons?
The little people who worship the dragons.
Oh, I thought you meant there were more than one dragon. Yeah.
There is the puny one and the punier one. And the wizard, and all of the unimportant ones. But I must control the ship.
Who's controlling it right now?
It's like, you don't need to worry about it.
Okay.
The autopilot.
You see, his whole demeanor changes there for a minute when you ask that question, but he's deadly serious when he says that you don't need to worry about it.
Okay.
Personal space, let's stay out of that.
Can you give us any intel on how to get to Razmir safely and stealthily?
The ogres aren't going to stop us, so we just walk through now.
Once I turn this ship and head north instead of east, she will come to you.
We don't necessarily want that. How about you give us some time before you turn the ship?
Haven't her charge headlong into something, us having time to prep beforehand?
I will tell you this then, you little ones with your plotting and your planning. It's like, I am not yet ready to meet the day. And you see him, he sits back down, and the ogres who have been standing there with their large brush and comb continue. He's got hair like down to the middle of his back. Long, beautiful white hair. He sort of turns the morning star in his hand. I have not quite yet prepared for the day. I must eat. I must finish combing my hair.
I must sleep.
All these things that you must do, you know, it is part of life. So you have some time. Do what you will. But once I'm done here, I would like to see just how much fight there is in you little ones.
More than you know.
Again, I'm sorry, does he want to fight us now?
No, he doesn't.
No, he wants to see us succeed.
No, he wants to see how many heads we bring back to him.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Essentially.
Like I said, they will try to stop me. You must keep them from stopping me or wrecking Skyreach Castle.
Do everything we can.
Very well. Prepare. I will turn the castle in a few hours.
Let's go kill Razmir.
Again, do you know, can you let us know where...
First level is all he said.
Yeah, first level.
I got that.
Oh, I don't want to irritate him.
You're irritating me.
You are asking the same question for the third time.
Which I didn't answer because
there was no answer.
Because you, there was no answer because you are.
If you wish to skulk around and fight that way, they are downstairs in the main building. What room they occupy, I do not know. Those are not a giant's quarters. Those are quarters for little unimportant people. Like I said, if you prefer the grand fight, the fight of giants, wait for me to turn it. They will come running.
Yeah, we're probably going to go ahead and strike first, though. But thank you.
You hear him yell something in a language I don't think any of you speak.
I suppose it's the difference between giants and little people. We strategize, you crush.
I would say that the giant way is more effective.
Not disagreeing.
I like your, like, slight Ricardo Montalban accent. Like, just occasionally going to me, like, I would say.
Cool. What's the easiest way for us to get down to the main floor?
I hear there are stairs.
The way we came up.
Unless you know how to fly.
Unfortunately not.
No.
Apparently I'm not going to get to that level.
And he's not bitter about it at all.
Nope. Chose it specifically for that reason.
You kill your character. Oh wait, no. Never mind. It's the end of the game.
I will allow you to think, but please, leave Blagothicus alone. It is now time for his morning routine.
We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Now it's time for dancing.
But you did hear him yell.
Practicing dance.
You did hear him yell something, and when he yelled something, you see an ogre come bounding up and sort of just do this as he smacks himself in the helm, and then he goes back down. He's like, do not worry about the ogres. They would have probably ignored you anyway. They're ogres.
Polite ogres.
Huh?
Well, polite ogres, sir. Mm. They're very nice.
No, ogres, much like giants, prefer to just smash things. Had they noticed you, you would be puddles of goo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were trying to avoid that. Mm-hmm.
Continue with your plotting and planning, little ones.
Little ones. It's like half Spanish, half Russian.
Go now.
Every once in a while, a little Swedish in there.
Yeah, it's like, oh, rich Corinthian leather, comrade. Like, what?
He's from everywhere. Well, nice place, by the way.
Yeah, peace out.
The terrifying giant turns out to be more friend than foe, and now the battle is set. One final night of gaming, Brothelites. Find out how the end of Horde of the Dragon Queen starts next time on Brothel D&D.
I pee a little bit.